Is it all right to come and worship God on Sunday night? We're certainly appreciative to each person that has come, and I see that we're kind of spread out all over the place, and that's fine. That's well and good. You know, I kind of generally have something for you to do when I am having the opportunity to preach. So I'm just suggesting to you, you might want to move closer to somebody because there will be a one-minute drill as a part of this lesson on this evening. If you are visiting with us, and I do see several in the audience on tonight, we're thankful that God blessed us to have you in this assembly.
Amen.
And our prayer is that as often as your schedule will permit, that you will be assembled here with us at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. And you know what? We don't mind if you just sign up right now. Put your name on the membership roll. Is that all right? If you've not obeyed the gospel of Christ, we pray that something will be said that you will ask, what must I do to be saved?
Amen.
That you might be baptized into
Amen.
The kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm going to ask, if you will, to meet with us in Luke, the 7th chapter. And the verse of scripture came from verse number 45. Luke, the 7th chapter. Nobody moved, so y'all, it's all right. Luke, the 7th chapter and verse number 45. If you'll meet with us there, and we'll go ahead and get into the lesson. Luke, the 7th chapter, and verse number 45. I'm laughing because someone in the booth told me not to say something, and I'm thinking about what they told me not to say. Luke chapter 7. You know what you said. In verse number 45. The Bible says, "Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time that I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet." You remember in Luke the 7th chapter that Jesus was in Simon's household. And there was a woman that had come in that was of questionable repute. And this man started thinking stuff about Jesus. Do you ever have thoughts about people? We have thoughts about people, and do you know that sometimes our thoughts are completely unsubstantiated? That means that there is no evidence for what it is that we think. But we just think what we think. People make impressions, do they not? And this man was looking at Jesus and said, "Oh, if he were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman this is." And Jesus used this as a teaching opportunity, and we pray that tonight this will be a teaching opportunity. Brother Gary has been doing a great job working on some in-house lessons, and this is in-house.
Yes, sir.
All over again.
Yes, sir.
And he said to Simon, "I have somewhat to say unto thee, Simon."
All right.
And he talked about two debtors. One that owed a great debt that he could not pay.
Uh-huh.
And one that owed a smaller debt that they could manage. And they did not have anything to pay, and he frankly forgave them both, Jesus said.
Right.
And Jesus asked the question, which of these do you think will love him the most? And Simon said, "Well, I suppose it's the one that he forgave the most." And he said, "Simon, you got that right." He says, "When I came into your house, you didn't give me a kiss. But this woman, since I have been here, has not ceased to kiss my feet." This woman is doing a great work, and she was being looked down upon. But Jesus says, "Listen, you didn't give me a kiss, but she gave me a kiss." And I've entitled a lesson for tonight, "Don't forget the kiss." Important for us as members of the family of God to recognize that we have always, not just for this year, a goal of baptizing 100 people, but that we are always about the business of trying to bring people into a right relationship with God. And it's important for us to know how we go about the master's business. How we go about it does, in fact, make a difference. I'm going to say something to you. I hear people say this oftentimes that when you're preaching and teaching, people say, don't sugarcoat it. Don't sugarcoat it. And put sugar in their coffee. Put cream in with the sugar.
All right.
Get the puff sugar cereal with the sugar included. Don't sugarcoat it. But listen, brother, it's not watering down the word of God when we make knowledge acceptable. The Bible reminds us in the book of the Bible reminds us that we are to actually make knowledge acceptable. In the book of Proverbs 15 and verse number 2, the Bible says, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright. It makes a difference how we meet and greet people in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. I want to thank the leadership here. They've done a wonderful job, continue to do a wonderful job, and we now have a hospitality suite. And Brother Barry sends me a text message and tells me that I'm on for hospitality. I'm supposed to be on hospitality tonight, Brother Barry. And it's great to meet people who are visiting among us. And we have a sister that is with us tonight who came and visited us on last Lord's Day, and she's here again tonight. She was here on this morning as well, and she was asked the question, well, have you ever been here before? She said, yeah, I visited y'all in 1995. Wow. It's been a gap. 1995. And I told her, well, you came on a good day because this is our day to be friendly. And she said, I'm glad. She said, because the last time I was here, y'all weren't so friendly. Hold on, wait. Now, I want you to stay with this for just a moment and understand this. Because Fifth Ward is a big congregation. We have two services on Sunday morning. And we know a lot of people by face only. We don't even know a bunch of folks' names here at the member of the... And we shake people's hands and we go and we greet and we meet. But this is what we do. Oftentimes, we only greet those people that we already know. Hey, Brother Levi, what's up? My brother, yeah, I love you, man. What's up? Listen, and sometimes we're passing by people, and we just don't know them, and we don't know whether they're visiting or not. I'm not suggesting that we're not warm and friendly and all of that, but sometimes... in our effort to greet those that we know and to show love to those that we know, we might bypass and walk right over somebody that is visiting among us. And I'm suggesting that we don't wait until we have the hospitality suite. It starts when you get here on the parking lot. When folk are coming into the assembly, don't wait. Greet everybody. Salute everyone. We are members of the family of God, and we don't want to miss an opportunity to show love to people who are coming to assemble here with us. You don't know who we're passing by. I don't know who we're passing by. I've told people I want to learn everybody's name, and somebody said, you can't do that. And you're right. I'm still working on it. I was calling Brother Carter, Brother Davis, and he said, look, you've been calling me Brother Davis for a month. I'm going to tell you my name is Carter. So, tell me something, brother. Help a brother out. But listen, God knows his sheep by name. And we want to show love to the people that we come into contact with. And Jesus says, don't forget the kiss. Simon, you didn't give me a kiss. That word kiss, salute, it comes from aspazomai. It means to greet, to welcome, to be happy about seeing people. Amen. When you come into contact with them. And it also means to be happy when you're leaving them. You salute them, you greet them, let them know we are so happy. Are you happy yet?
Yes. Amen.
Are we glad that we're here?
Right.
Are we glad to be assembled with the members of the family of God?
Amen.
Brother, this is an aspazomai moment. It's an aspazomai moment. Jesus taught in his word what was going to be the distinguishing characteristic of the church of Christ.
All right.
It's not because we shoot people down with all of the scriptures. Oh, I'm loaded, brother. I'm loaded for bear. Oh, you're going to know the word of God today. Yeah, and I give you all of my scriptures. And you still have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is not how we were going to be known.
Right.
It's in the book. And we need to check the book. The Bible says in Romans the 16th chapter and verse number 16. We know it. It says salute. Aspazomai. Greet one another. with a holy kiss, the churches of Christ salute you. Is that what your Bible says? We are to be welcoming and warm and happy about and embracing the members of the family of God and those who come among us that God has sent into our midst. We want to make sure we know and that they know that we are happy that they're here with us. I got to be careful because I do tell people, I say that routinely, that you came on a day, on a good Sunday, because this is our day to be friendly. But listen, Lord, aren't we supposed to be friendly all the time?
Amen.
So you know what? I've even been friendly on days when I wasn't assigned to be friendly. I'm suggesting, we're not trying to say that friendship, but it makes a difference. It makes a difference how you treat people.
Amen.
I told people, and people laughed the last time I said this, Brother Gary. I said, I know you can tell that I've been working out because I lost 30 pounds. You know, and I said that I've been going to the gym, and I go to the whirlpool. And I went to the whirlpool on one occasion. I went to the water. And I stuck my foot in the water, and I jumped back because the water was cold. They had changed the water out, and the temperature hadn't got up to where it was warm. And I was, no, I'm not getting in that whirlpool today. What's the point? The point, I'm saying the environment, the condition, the warmth that we have with one another and among one another, it makes a difference. It makes a difference how we greet and how we receive people, and we are to bring the members of the family of God into warm affection and let people know that we are happy that you are here as a member of the family of God. The Bible reminds us in John the 13th chapter in verse number 35. Get that? I believe it's in the Bible. The Bible says this is the distinguishing mark of the church of Christ. This is our distinguishing characteristic. And let us use the distinguishing characteristic to distinguish ourselves. The Bible says this, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. That's what is the distinguishing characteristic of the church that Jesus built. The distinguishing characteristic is that we have love one to another.
Amen.
Can folks see the love among us? Can people see that we love being among each other?
Yeah.
And do we bring them into the warmth of that environment? Okay, I told you had a part to play here. Now, I've got this technology stuff going, and I'm working real hard with the technology. I'm being technological, Brother Gary.
All right.
Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to show, again, what it looks like when we are mindful about greeting one another. So you have 60 seconds, that's 1 minute, to greet somebody that's around you, and don't just greet the folk that you know already. Is that all right? So you have 60 seconds starting right now. Greet somebody. My new brother. <laughs> 30 seconds. <laughs> 20 seconds. 10 seconds, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, all right, come on, settle down, sit back down, the time for greeting, but I'm trying to make a point here, and I've got more lesson than I'll ever be able to preach on a Sunday night especially, but listen. What do you think people would think when they come in if they find out that we're greeting and we're loving on people like this? Do you think it makes a difference? This is the distinguishing characteristic. It's the kind of environment that people want to be a part of when we show love one to another. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. I don't have time to go deeply down into this, but listen. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 22, seeing as ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another, how? With a pure heart, how? Fervently. Don't fake it.
Amen.
We need to at some point deal with this idea of purity, because I remember many, many generations ago when I was hearing Brother Thomas Foster was preaching a lesson about on the holy kiss and everything, and he said he was suspicious about one brother. He wasn't so sure his kiss was holy, because he said he was only kissing the purity women. And I heard a judgment in that statement when he said that. I was like, wait.
Yes.
How do you know which ones were the pretty women?
Yes.
All right. Okay, listen, leave that alone. But listen. I'm saying every single member of the family of God needs to be saluted, and don't fake it. Love one another with a pure heart. How? Fervently.
Amen.
Do you know when people don't want to be around you? Do we know when people don't want to greet us? Do we know when people go and are separate ways away from us in the kingdom? We need to squash all of that.
Amen.
And bring them into the love of God. Love one another with a pure heart, fervently. I'm going to have to already start to wind down here and end up. Go to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 32. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 32. Brother Issam, the word of God, listen, we want to make disciples for Jesus Christ. But when you talk about making disciples for Jesus Christ, we're talking about we got to work sure and make sure that we work on ourselves in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Because if we don't have a warm, conditioned environment here, people can see that.
That's correct.
Have you ever had an argument with your spouse and somebody came up to your doorstep when you were having that argument and rang the doorbell, ding, ding, come in. And they come in your house and you and your spouse been in there arguing. And you open the door, oh, come in, how you doing? It's so good to see you. How long do they have to be in that environment before they know, you know what, I'm going to see you later. I got somewhere else to go. They know when there's a strain in the relationship. And we know in the kingdom of Christ right here, if there's a strain between and among us, and it ought not to be. Why did Paul have to write this to the church of Christ at Ephesus? In Ephesians, the fourth chapter and verse number 32, look at this. The Bible says, and be ye kind. Huh? Is that what it says?
Yes, right. Bible it right.
And be ye kind one to another.
Right.
Tenderhearted.
Right.
Forgiving one another.
Amen.
Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
That's Bible.
Is that? Why would God have to tell the members of the church to be kind to one another?
Right.
You know what? All of us haven't got the memo yet. Listen.
Amen.
If we don't learn how to treat each other right here in the kingdom of Christ, don't think about going to the glorified kingdom.
Amen.
We won't make it.
Amen.
We've got to get our relationship right here. Before we can go there. If it's not right here, we can't go there. Eternal life, when you go to the book of 1 John, eternal life is a quality of life that we have to have right now that leads to one day with God. If we don't have that quality of life right now, then when judgment comes, we are not going to make it.
I know that, Bible.
So that's one, that's quality of life. This is the gnosis. We talk about gnosis when we go to 1 John, and we're talking about that. But listen, that knowledge is talking about, again, is dealing with the concept of love between brothers. If we don't love our brother that we do see.
That's right. One to hell one day.
Wait a minute, Levi, I'm preaching this one. But you good, brother. But I'm saying, if I don't love Levi that I see,
right.
How in the world can I say I love God?
Oh, I know that Bible. Yes.
It's in the book. I'm skipping, brother. I'm skipping. I got to wrap this up here. In Luke, the sixth Bible. Chapter. In Luke, the sixth chapter. Have you ever met folks that you just don't like?
No.
No?
No.
I want to tell you, there are some folk that I've seen on TV and movies and everything. My wife will tell you about it. There are some artists I've seen, I don't like them.
Right.
And it's like, you don't like them? You never met them.
Right.
That's right. But what I see, I don't like. We form impressions. Listen, let me say this. When people come among us, they take 4 seconds to make a first impression. 4 seconds. Great thing that we have the hospitality, but I'm going to tell you what. If you have treated me bad out there on the parking lot and might have visited in 1995, Pat, I'm just using your example, okay? Is that right? But I might not be back for another 10, 15, 20 years. It makes a difference.
It do.
Now look. The Bible says, I believe this is in your Bible, in Luke, right? The 6th chapter and verse number 35. All right, I'll have to stop after this.
Right.
But look what it says. But love your... Man, I got to get some new glasses.
Right.
There's something wrong with these glasses.
Bible, right.
But love your...
Bible, right.
Folk God don't like...
Bible, right.
Love them anyway.
Bible, right.
But love your enemies. Wait a minute. Do good to my enemy, the folk I don't like.
Bible is right.
Okay, I'm going to have to start treating you better. Wait a minute. Lend, no, don't you ask me to give you nothing. I don't loan out anything that I can't afford to not get back.
Bible is right.
Lend, hoping for nothing again. What?
That's Bible.
Lord have mercy.
That's Bible.
Wait a minute. It even looked the same when I take my glasses up and I can see off and I can see up close.
That's Bible.
It's like, wait a minute.
I know that Bible.
And your reward shall be great.
Amen.
This is a manifestation of love among us. Notice this.
Okay.
Notice. And ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Even if you don't think you like somebody, especially in the house of God, treat them right.
Amen.
Show love.
Amen.
When I preach like this, folk have asked me, look, is he mad? Is he mad? Yeah, I might be crazy. But I ain't mad.
Amen.
Listen. If we don't learn how to love the people that are here.
Right.
Really?
That's right.
Okay, can I borrow a phrase that you use? Trouble at the gate.
It's going to be trouble.
Trouble at the gate.
A whole bunch of trouble.
So let's get it right here. If you're here tonight and you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, we want you to know that you are among a group of people who will love you.
Amen.
We're going to love you because God loved us.
Amen.
We're going to be a forgiving people because God forgave us. And we want you to be a part of this great fellowship in Jesus Christ. If there's anyone here tonight who has not obeyed the gospel and you want to be baptized in water for the remission of sins, if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, if you'll repent of sins, confess that belief in Christ, we will baptize you tonight. The angels in heaven will rejoice, and we're not going to run off because we're going to rejoice
Amen.
With you.
Amen.
And if you're visiting Amen. With us, there's going to be an announcement to meet at the hospitality suite.
Right.
Go out there. And we're going to show you love.
Amen. All right.
Yeah, not just because it's our day on Sunday.
Right.
But because the love of God constrains us.
Right.
The love of God compels us.
Yes,
if God so loved us,
thank you, Lord.
We ought to love one another.
Amen.
Don't forget the kiss.
Amen.
If you're subject to the invitation, we'd ask that you make it known. As we stand and sing the song Amen. That has been selected.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Lord, please hear my humble cry.